Hey, let's try some high diving, huh? Okay, Fred?
Might as well.
And now watch this, Fred. You gotta time your dive to the rhythm of the waves. How was that, Fred?
Pretty tricky, Bon. You just wait for a wave to come in, then dive.
Hey, Fred, are you all right?
Sure, Barney boy. If I hadn't timed it right, I'd have landed smack in the water.
Oh, boy.
Watermelon brunch coat, chestnut capris, strawberry Bermudas.
Hey, Wilma.
Just a minute, Fred. Orange waffle pique skimmer, avocado shift.
What are you packing, a suitcase or a box lunch?
Oh, Fred. Oh, I'm so excited about this vacation. Have you got your suitcase packed yet?
Si, senorita. That means yes in Spanish. Here it is.
That's all? Fred, this isn't an overnight camping trip. We're going to Acapulco.
I'm aware of that. If there's one thing I don't intend to be on this trip, it's a typical tourist.
Fine, dear. You just be your same old sloppy self. And I'll pretend I'm with the rebels. Fred, there's something on your lip.
I thought you'd never notice. Allow me? Hey, Toro! Ole! Toro means bull.
Thanks.
Ole! Toro! Andale! Andale!
Well, aren't you going to wash it off?
Wash what off?
That dirt on your face.
Wilma, this is not dirt. It's called Uno Mustachio and is worn by the more dashing bullfight aficionados.
Did someone call? Here we are, the rebels, and their own little secret weapon, Bam Bam.
Bam, 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 bam.
Put Daddy down, Bam Bam. You'll spoil him.
Thank you, son. Now go and play with Pebbles.
Boy, Bonnie, your kid is mucho strongo.
Yep, strongest boy in the world.
Fred has been taking Spanish lessons.
So has Barney. Show them, dear.
Buenos noches, El Gordo.
Oh, very good, Barn. El Gordo is Spanish for Fred.
No, it's not, Fred. It means fat one.
Hey, El Gordo, you got some dirt on your face.
Dry up.
Have you finished packing yet, Wilma?
Not yet, Betty. Fred, the travel expert, won't let me take all my new clothes.
Wilma, seasoned travelers pack light. Everything you'll need is right in here. Believe me, sweetheart, you'll be the sensation of the beach.
I'll say. You only packed half of my bathing suit.
Well, have fun, you two. Barney and I have to finish our packing.
Come on, slugger. Say goodbye to Pebbles.
Bam, bam!
Hey, where is she?
Oh, no! I'll get her out. It's locked! Where's the key?
I don't know. Don't you have it?
No! Hold on, Pebbles. I'll get you out.
Help Uncle Fred, Bam Bam.
Crowbar. That's what I need. Don't go away, Pebbles. Daddy will be right back.
Relax, Fred. She's out.
Huh? My son, the hero.
Papa.
Isn't that cute?
Well, let's go, folks.
You got all the luggage, Wilma?
Yes, Fred.
Goodbye, Mrs. Slag Hoople. Take good care of Bam Bam.
And Pebbles.
I will. Wilma, did you take your suntan lotion and a warm sweater?
Yes, Mother. Bye.
Wire me when you arrive.
Let's go, Mom.
And send me a postcard from your hotel.
Okay. Bye, Mother. What? What's the matter?
You better go wash your face, Freddy. There's dirt on your upper lip.
That is not dirt. Goodbye.
I'll be waiting for my picture postcards.
Picture postcards, that'll be the day.
Well, what's wrong with that, Fred?
Don't you know anything, Barney? Only tourists run around buying picture postcards.
Well, we are tourists.
Speak for yourself, Bob. You can hang around those tourist traps if you want to. I am going to mingle with the natives. Olé.
Oh, brother.
Attention, please. Trans-Pterodactyl Flight 709 now boarding for Rockamilco, Cuernavaca, and Rockapulco.
Thank you, sir. Name and address, please.
Flintstone, sweetheart, world traveler, et cetera, running down to catch the bullfights. See you aboard.
My name is Mrs. Flintstone. The address is Bedrock, and I'm beginning to wish I'd stayed there.
Yes, I've knocked around this old world quite a bit. Done everything from fishing and poying in Hawaii to breaking the bank in Rock Vegas.
Imagine, Mildred. And now he's going to fight a Bullosaurus.
No, it's nothing. Flintstone's the name. Danger's the game.
Very interesting.
He could be our man.
Have you been in the bull ring before?
Let's just say that in certain parts of the world, I am known as El Terrifico.
El Terrifico?
You should write a book about your adventures, Mr. Flintstone.
Got one in the hopper. Plan to film a travelogue, too.
Old Fred's flipped his chili beans.
I think he's beginning to believe his own stories.
He won't when I get through with him.
Harvey, why can't you go out and fight a Bullosaurus?
I'm a natural-born coward, that's why.
Well, that's life. I'm a natural-born hero. Show me a challenge, I gotta take it.
We stick close to this one, yes, Sheila?
Like paper on the wall, my dear Rockoff.
All out, folks. You are now in romantic Rockapulco. Trans-Pterodactyl Airlines wishes you all a happy holiday.
Happy holiday? I buck headwinds all the way down here, and what do I get? A truckload of birdseed.
Adios, folks. Happy holiday. The customs desk is straight ahead.
And a big fat adios to you, sweetheart.
Oh, Mr. Flintstone, could I have your autograph? Just sign it, El Terrifico.
Certainly, dear lady. I'd be delighted.
That does it. Pardon me. I want to play a little joke. Could you help me?
Why, no, senorita, I cannot. It is not honest, it is not legal, it is a pleasure to help such a lovely senorita.
Wilma, what did you just do?
You'll see.
Welcome to our country. You may go.
Hey, Wilma, wait.
Not so fast, senor. Are you not called El Terrifico?
Well, yeah, why?
You are wanted in 17 states. Come with me.
Hey, let go. I was just kidding. Wilma, tell them who I am.
I believe you said you were El Terrifico, sir.
What do you mean, sir? I'm your husband. Wilma, come back here.
You match the description of El Terrifico. He's got mustache like yours.
What mustache? That's dirt. I'm plain old Fred Flintstone from Bedrock. Wilma! Boy, that's some sense of humor you got there, Wilma.
I'm sorry, Fred. I just couldn't resist teasing you about the way you were acting.
Well, I guess I was asking for it, Wilma. Say, we better not be late for the bullfights. Did you get the tickets, Barney?
I sure did, Fred. Got a real bargain, too. Got them for half price.
Half price? These seats are on the sunny side of the bull ring. Our brains will bake out there. Come on, you guys better get some hats.
Pardon me, Senor. Do you have any hats?
I will look, Senor.
Hey, Barney, look at this hat.
Hey, just a minute, Fred. I think he's awake now. I'll take these three sombreros.
Si, senor.
Well, come on, Fred, let's go.
You and the girls go on ahead, Barney. I'll be right with you.
This cape goes with the hat, senor.
Hey, that looks pretty good. I'll take it.
The show's about to start. Are you sure Fred knows his seat number, Barney? He wouldn't want to miss this.
Oh, don't worry, Wilma. He's got his ticket.
Oh, boy, I'm late. Glad I don't have to wait in that line. I'll just duck in here.
Caramba, Chico, you're late.
Yeah, I know. How do I get to...
Tell them to start the music. The new torero is here.
Let's see. My seat number is...
Good luck, Chico.
Yeah, sounds like the show's starting. I better find my seat.
Ole, ole!
And an ole to you! Hooray! Ha-ha, nice friendly bunch. Boy, it sure is hot out here.
Fred!
Boy, that Fred sure knows how to make an entrance.
Get out of here! Go away!
If he's a bullfighter, I am jar of caviar.
But he will make a perfect plant, yes?
Yes. He will carry $1 million worth of diamonds across the border.
I never know that he has them.
Hey, that's my new cape! Give me that!
Terrifico.
Hey, how do you like that, Wilma? That woman's got Fred eaten right out of her hand.
I don't like it. She's been making goo-goo eyes at Fred ever since we got on the plane.
Now look what she's doing.
Oh, Mr. Flintstone, truly you are El Terrifico.
Of all the nerve.
Well, Wilma, I guess I got what it takes, huh?
Fred, dear, what you've got is luck, and don't press it.
You will be the guest of honor at the party my uncle and I are giving tonight.
Thanks a lot, Miss,
Sheila. I am Sheila. My uncle is Rakoff. You will come, all of you?
We'll be there.
We can't make it.
Wilma!
We're on a tour. We leave tonight for Cuernavaca. Come, Fred.
But Wilma!
We will stay close. Yes, Sheila?
Like bees to honey, Rakoff.
Boy, this is the life, huh, Wilma? Lying around the pool, drinking a tall, cool glass of grape juice.
Wilma's still mad because that woman kissed you, Fred.
Well, gosh, Wilma, Fred can't help it if he's attractive to women. An irresistible Don Juan, the international playboy type.
Keep it up, Barney. You'll really fix it for me. Oh, come on, Wilma. You know you're the only girl in the world for me. Don't you, sweetheart?
Fred, don't put me down.
Now, are you going to stop all this nonsense, or do I dunk you?
Well, okay, you big caveman.
El Terrifico.
Huh?
Hello there.
This is a surprise. Are you staying in Cuernavaca long?
That depends. Are you?
No, he's not. He's leaving right now.
Ouch! Wilma, cut it out! Ow! 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 Flowers, flowers in the sea, who is fairer far than thee? Wilma Flintstone, yes siree.
Gee, I was hoping he'd say me.
Oh, Fred, you are sweet. I'm ashamed of being jealous of that woman.
The subject is dropped.
Good. But if I didn't know better, I'd swear she was following you.
Well, if she was, she'd never find us here. Let's forget all about her, okay?
Okay. You didn't happen to mention where we were going, did you?
Of course not. Now, come on, Wilma. We're in romantic Rockamilco. The moon is shining, and we're all alone.
You're right, Fred. We're all alone.
Hello there.
Wilma, a man is innocent until proven guilty.
Betty, would you tell Fred to put the umbrella up here?
Don't you do it, Betty. We're not getting mixed up in their quarrel, even though Wilma happens to be wrong.
I don't know about that. I'd be mad, too, if some woman were following you around. Not that it's likely to happen.
And just what did you mean by that, Crack?
She means that women don't go following ordinary men around unless they're encouraged.
That's not necessarily true. Fred is either irresistible to women or the whole thing is a coincidence. Right, Fred?
Right. Now, would someone please pass me the suntan oil?
Here you are, darling.
Well, another irresistible coincidence. Excuse me. There's one wife too many around here.
Make that two.
Hey, Wilma, wait!
Some vacation this has turned out to be.
Yeah. We finally get to Rockapulco, and the gales won't even let us swim in the same ocean with them.
Who'd think Wilma would be so unreasonable?
Are you kidding? You saw what she did to me at the airport. She'll go to any length to prove her point.
Senor Flintstone, we must talk with you. We are detectives.
The detectives?
Si. You have noticed, senor, that a beautiful senorita has been...
following you.
How do you know?
Because we have been following the...
beautiful senorita.
She and her accomplice, Rakoff, are suspected of stealing $1 million worth...
of diamonds.
What?
We think she plans to plant them on you to carry across...
the border.
Wait a minute. Wait a rock-picking minute. You are implying that she's not attracted to me? That she's just using me as a...
a patsy.
She. You must stay away from her. She is very...
dangerous.
Oh, boy, that Wilma, what a comedian. Nice try, fellas. You got a good act.
But, senor...
wait.
So, Wilma's playing her little jokes again, eh? Okay, this time I'll play, too.
Gee, what you've got in mind is risky business, Fred.
Wilma's taught me one lesson too many, Barney. Now she's gonna learn that she who jumps to conclusions may not like where she lands. Watch this. I ask you, Barney, is it legal to display such beauty in public?
Listen to him trying to make up to me.
May I kiss your hand, madame?
He's pouring it on thick. Oh, well. Go ahead. I forgive you.
Oh, El Terrifico. You are as gallant as you are brave.
I have known beautiful women all over the world. But you, my dear, are the beautifulest.
You won't run away again, will you? Uncle Rockoff and I are giving another party tonight.
Nothing could keep me away, dear lady. Nothing!
Flintstone goes home tomorrow. We must plant the diamonds on him tonight.
Tonight it shall be, my dear Rockoff. And when El Terrifico returns home, he will carry our little souvenir with him.
To be reclaimed at a later date.
Gosh, Wilma, maybe we should have gone to the party with Barney and Fred.
I wouldn't give that Hamasaurus the satisfaction. Listen to them.
Don't you want to know what's going on down there?
Not at all. I don't care what he does. Doesn't bother me a bit.
Freddy, you are marvelous.
Freddy? Come on, let's go. That shameless hussy.
Marvelous, marvelous. Such a performance deserves a prize. A little souvenir, Mr. Flintstone?
Gosh, thanks.
Keep it close to your heart, El Terrifico. And every time it clicks, it will remind you of me. When you get home, Sheila will visit you.
Visit me? Wait a minute, let's not get carried away.
But I must. I will come see you in, where do you live?
Bedrock, with my wife, who is not crazy about women coming to visit me.
I will see you in Bedrock. And we will play the maracas and remember old times.
What old times? I just met you.
And now, adieu until we meet again.
Oh, please, cut it out.
You heard the gentleman. He said, cut it out. Fred, look.
Diamonds?
Sheila, our plan is ruined.
That is a confession. I think you are both under arrest.
Congratulations on helping capture these crooks. There is a reward for you.
Crooks? Reward?
That is correct, senores. We go now, and we wish you...
Adios.
Well, I'll be a pterodactyl's uncle. Well, I thought you hired those guys. That's why I played up to Sheila today.
And for a while, I thought you were serious. I should have known better.
Gosh, this has been a thrilling vacation.
And why not? We have been traveling with El Terrifico,
man of 1,000 missions.
Well, I have one more mission for you right now, dear.
What'll it be? Fight a bull? Capture a crook? Just name it.
Shave a mustache. Now.
Oh, Wilma, not that. Have a heart.
Come on, now, start shaving.
It looks like El Terrifico has met his match.
So glad you enjoyed your visit. You may go. Ah, El Terrifico.
No, not anymore. From now on, it's just plain old Fred Flintstone, Bedrock, USA.
Have you anything to declare, senor?
Only that the best part of a trip is the trip home. I see you around.
One moment, senor. I must detain you.
Well, why? Well, what did I do?
You did not declare your reward money. That is a serious offense. Come with me.
But I didn't know. I've never traveled in a foreign country before. Wilma, tell me this is just another joke. Get me out of this.
Okay, let's dig up bail for El Terrifico. I've got a dollar.
Here's 50 cents.
Yeah, I got a dime.
Wilma!
Be right with you, Fred. Here's two more nickels.
I might have a little more loose change.
Hey, I think I found a centavo.
Flintstones, they're the modern Stone Age family. From the town. origin story. Someday, maybe Fred will win the fight. Then that cap will stay out for the night. When you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba-dabba-doo time. A dabba-doo time. We'll have a game.